and call this meeting to order, Sussex Academy Executive Board at 3:36 PM. I'd like everybody to go around the table for roll call. Denise Westbrook.
Chris Benjamin.
Alan Stafford.
Steve Burke.
Andrea Rogers.
Anna Bagans.
Julia Martner.
Debbie Fees.
Lauren Wisely.
Jennifer Scott.
Patricia Oliphant.
Thank you. The board minutes from October 19th, 2016 were disseminated electronically. Okay. Has everybody had the opportunity to review? If so, could I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Motion to accept the minutes, Steve Burke.
Second, Jen Scott.
Any discussion? Okay, no discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So moved. We will go ahead and call for any additions to the agenda.
I've got one just to mention, annual report as a G.
Mm-hmm. Under director's report?
Yes.
All right. Trish, you want to start?
Well, first we would start with, we've asked the president of our student government.
Could I stop you for a second? Could we introduce these people first?
No, they were going to be second.
Okay. It's like not knowing people
know
in the room.
You're doing it. It's on the agenda. I don't know why I said that. It's because you're making the
others. Is it on there?
I'm sorry. Huh?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Oh, stop. All right.
Would you like to go?
No.
Who's past presidents?
We are bad together.
Sorry.
So, hi, everyone. I'd like to start off by talking about our expedition. We finished our Winning the White House expedition the week before break, where we learned about the electoral colleges and all the things that have to do with running for president, which was very successful, and everyone got very involved. Also, we have our NHS inductions tomorrow night. We're inducting 51.
Wow.
Which will make this club a lot bigger. Also, a lot of our seniors right now are applying and being accepted to colleges, which is really exciting and showing that all of our work is paying off, hopefully.
Oh, nice. Who's been accepted?
No one.
Sarah Bixler has been accepted to Pittsburgh.
Wow. Yes! Like, was that early action?
Yes.
So she's definitely going there?
No, early action is non-binding, so she's choosing between UNC and Pittsburgh.
Wow. We have 17 students that have completed, submitted an application.
Did she get into UNC?
She doesn't know yet.
Oh, okay.
That's exciting.
It's amazing.
Also, in terms of athletics, I'm sure Mr. Rosanelli will inform you, we had 45 people come out for swimming this year. We had enough people to field a JV and varsity boys team for basketball and a JV basketball for girls team. Also, our cross country, both boys and girls, and boys soccer competed at states this past week and showed our school. So very nice. Our homecoming happened on the 23rd. We had over 200 people show up, which was very nice and cool that everyone came out. Student government is currently raising money for prom and different activities. Leo Club is going to be starting their first drive of the year, coming about a week or two, for clothing and jackets and things like that. And then our PLC days, I'm not sure if you guys know this, but we have started to have jeans days, and you pay a dollar, and we are donating the money to specific charities. So each month gets a charity. Last month was a homeless shelter in Seaford. This month, middle school is choosing the charity, or no, we have PLC day this month. So December, middle school is choosing.
Good point.
Also, TSA has a fundraiser event coming up this Friday.
One of the things maybe I'd like you to add so the board knows this, about what the high schoolers did for a service project during Expedition Week.
Yeah, so to get ready for Return Day, we went around Georgetown and cleaned up trash and got the city looking nice before everyone came in, so it was really fun. We went Thursday morning and for 2 hours we went around and picked up anything that we found. background, basically. That would have hurt us.
And to that, on return day, one of the officials of the Georgetown town group approached me, and she just raved very positively about our students and how glad that they are that our students are here in Georgetown, how glad that they are to be affiliated with our school, and just, they love your work. They love our students' work, so.
I think that's about it.
I'll say I was happened to be here that day and seeing all the kids being led by the teachers walking down, and you just see these big groups of kids with your shirts on working in the area. It's great. Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Julia.
You.
Thank you. I don't know if it's out of order or not, but in speaking about the expedition, I know a number of us had an opportunity to come during that week, and it was so exciting to watch all of the students and how engaged and collaborative everybody was. Certainly,
yes.
Kudos to the teachers as well. But it was a fantastic event, really. It seemed like you all really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I missed the game show.
You can stay. You can go. Whatever. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think of note, or is the expedition going to be on that? Of note was the culminating activity, which is this game show.
Oh, yeah.
And Jay Diaz was the MC, and we rented a set and the software to make it look
neat.
Like it.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
That was great.
Gave big awards away, big
yes.
prizes.
Nice prizes.
With donations of chocolate baskets and mm-hmm. game cards,
that's
gift
great.
Cards. Mm-hmm. They were a real hit, so thank you. Next thing, I want to move to C so that Steve Bassanelli or I can make, or Alan can make some introductions, or let them make their own introductions, however we want to do this. We wanted to introduce you to two persons we have on board. They came on Monday, both of them. And Steve, do you want to say anything, or?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah, we went through a number of interviews, and we were really fortunate to pull two outstanding people in. If you don't really believe how good they are, realize they've been on the job 3 days and the water is thrown. That doesn't say something that they will, but this is Maria Egerton, and Maria has a tremendous amount of experience in running programs and running schools, and she really blew us out of the water with all her ideas and things, so we're going to have to really work to get that kind of stuff going, but we're going to try. And Kristen Johnson, obviously you can see, is a very young person, but involved with pools, and she's going to be
you mean I'm not young?
Come on now. She's younger than me, so. Kristen has already started working with our swim team. She's lifeguarding over at Ennis, so we can be there in the morning, and she's going to be, in a sense, running a lot of the programs. We've already had numerous discussions of possibilities of things, so I think it's going to take a little time to get it all together, but I think we've got a real good foundation, and I think we're going to do some really nice things. And of course, it's great to see that our swimming team is really doing great with numbers, and we're looking forward to becoming the class of swimming in Delaware. No question about that.
We definitely have the nicest pool, I will say that.
Maria or Kristen, did either of you want to say anything? I know there's nothing like putting you on the spot.
No, Julie, you make me really proud to be working for the school. Mm-hmm. Very, I'm excited after what you said. I'm very, very proud now to be working here. If I wasn't before, I certainly am now. Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, the same. I'm just really excited to start my career here.
Great. Well, we're
welcome.
Excited. We're excited to have you, and we'll let you work long and hard.
We're going to get started right now.
Thank you. Nice
to
meet you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you,
everyone.
Could I just say one quick
sure.
thing? I was at a conference today, and I talked to our DIA executive director and mentioned our cross-country state championships were last Saturday. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Brandywine Creek State Park, mm-hmm. but it is one of the toughest courses you'll ever see, starting at one level and ending at another. And our young freshman, Helena Helu, actually was gone all week, flew in a couple hours before the race, had never been in that park before, And if you follow cross-country running, you know that Tatnall has runners coming out, and here come all these Tatnall runners and Helena. And she finished ninth, which they weren't, they were asking me today that maybe she was our first medalist, and I don't know if we won any medals at swimming last year. But she might very well have been. So they give medals to the top 15. She was ninth.
Oh, wow.
And I got to go to a conference, the conference we had today. She was our, one of our representatives there, and what a great kid.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she really is, and just so so down to earth, and so, I mean, she just had no clue. All she knew is they were running, and she was running right behind
her.
It was just awesome. So just wanted to let you know that I'm tremendously proud of her.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
She's a freshman.
Yes.
Freshman, yeah.
She's going to get fat. All right.
Faster and stronger. Item B on director's report is relative to academic challenge program. This information came to me very recently, and my first introduction to it was reading about it in the one of the local press.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think something may have come out about the possibility of there being a change in the academic challenge program. Maybe there was a meeting called. Normally, Debbie attends those meetings. She was not able to attend that meeting in late September. And so this was new information. Debbie and I have conferred about it because Debbie now handles the academic challenge program. But according to the information we have, academic challenge, beginning with this year's seventh graders to be eighth graders next year, any new kids going into the academic challenge program, they will complete academic challenge by following the old program in levels 1, 2, 1 and 2. I'm not going to tell you the right thing. They're going to follow the present program. The kids follow a certain sequence of English courses, and they follow a certain sequence of math courses. When they become juniors, they can begin to earn University of Delaware College credit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Under the change, students would not be required in these upper level years to, they wouldn't be part of the University of Delaware,
mm-hmm.
but actually would be part of the Del Tech program. And it looks as if they're planning on giving the kids different kinds of options, so it wouldn't be a straight English or a straight mathematics. We don't yet know how it's going to work. Just for your information, I did have a legislator call me over the holiday to ask me how I felt about this, because I think there must be some, there may be sentiments lurking out there about the program and concern that kids not being able to get the University of Delaware credit, because they can take something like, is it 32 credits? It's 28 credits.
That's 27, but I'm not sure.
It's around 30, I can't
okay.
remember
the exact number. Okay, if they finish that program, they can take between 27 and 30 credits into the University of Delaware.
Wow.
The end result is that a kid could have 1 year's worth of credits mm-hmm. at UD.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 1 year. So that means they could finish their undergraduate program in 3 years instead of four.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I was talking to somebody this weekend whose child is an accounting major, and I guess to really get a good accounting job now, you need to have 5 years of college.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just gives them that flexibility to get it done.
Mm-hmm. It depends on the career, their career path,
yeah.
too, because
yeah.
my son had 27, but
yeah.
he didn't have any transfer over because of the program he was going into.
Yeah.
I just think it's a shame, and I think that it has great implications on enrollment in the program. Because, and not to say anything negative about Del Tech,
no.
but these kids really go above and beyond what's expected of them. And it's a lot of work. And the payoff at the end is these college credits. And I know for a fact that the Dell Tech credits do not transfer the same way the UD credits do. They just don't.
At some institutions.
At some institutions.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that they're working on, is working out agreements. Like, they've worked out one with Temple University, and they're working with several other universities to get those equivalencies and to get those things hammered out. It's impossible to do that with every college, of course. So they're trying to sort of set the pave the way for that. What I've also heard is that they continue with math and English until they hit the last semester of senior year. And that's when there becomes a bigger catalog that they can pick from for the courses that they can take.
One semester.
Because they have to take English and math their senior year as a Delaware graduation requirement anyway. So what they're saying is that it provides more flexibility, it allows them to sort of dabble into something, explore something at a college level. And what I've heard in the past is that in many cases, the UD credits didn't transfer anyway, either because of the program or because of the institution just simply not accepting those credits, period, from any kind of outside institution. I don't think that our school necessarily will feel the impact that other schools might. And the reason is because what we've seen as a pattern is that these types of students, by the time they hit junior year, they're not looking at going to AC for college credits. They're staying here and doing that via the IB program. So right now, we've had all of our academic challenge students so far that are now juniors and seniors with us. When they hit that junior year, they stopped doing AC and they started doing IB. And the AC program still helps them prepare for IB level work, so it's still a mutual benefit, but we see it dovetailing rather than overlapping.
I think the other piece to this too, the separation or the distancing of themselves from the university, is they are offering baccalaureate degrees.
Who is?
Community college.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nursing is the first.
I don't know what that means.
So they only offer associate degree now at the community college.
So, 4-year college.
So their approval from their trustees in this last year, they accept their first nursing course for a baccalaureate degree in nursing, bachelor's in nursing, in January.
Oh.
Which just
so why they don't need Delaware anymore, they can do it themselves.
It's just starting to open up. So word on the street, the next programs are business as well as criminal justice. So that's a little background there as well.
Good for
them. My thought is that for a lot of these higher performing students, we're going to become more attractive.
I think we are too.
Because of this?
Because if I'm a mom of a kid and I'm looking at community college credit or the IB program at Sussex Academy,
because of the IB,
it might make Sussex Academy more attractive.
Well, many schools, including our own, already have dual enrollment programs with Dell Tech, so they don't even have to go to AEC to get college credits.
Correct.
I mean, we're running the talk a little bit, Debbie, about the two-year. I know we're off track from AEC, but we've offered, can you remind the board what we've offered?
So over the summer, we did an intro to computer programming course where we had, I believe it was 9 students come over the summer and did a Dell Tech computer programming course. Loved it. They pounded it. It was great. And just today I was meeting with the Dell Tech business teacher, and we were setting up next semester's intro to business course through Dell Tech. So we have 13 students right now signed up to take that course.
And that's during the regular school?
It's during the regular school day, so their instructor will come here and teach our students Dell Tech Business 101.
What grade is here is eligible for that?
11 and 12.
Oh, that's
their requirement.
Great.
So what I'd like to do is get us on like a 2-year plan where we have 2 or 3 courses that we rotate through, so every junior and senior has an opportunity to take each of those courses.
And it'll always be those two?
We'll see.
For the foreseeable future.
I floated it out in an interest survey.
Well, and we were taking a look. We went over and met with Ileana and Bobby, 2 years ago or whenever, a long time ago, it seems like to me. and, you know, talked about how we might be able to form some partnerships and started out in this direction. And it's a way for us to beef up our offerings with some electives that kids want to take, and not have that full-time burden on us.
And it's very financially manageable. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how, you know, for us to have a teacher to come in and do it would be a lot more.
I'll tell you, it also helps kids to, I'm interested in business. I'm going to take this class. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it helps them focus better when they're looking at colleges and majors and all that. I think it's fantastic.
Well, that's one to take and transferable, because you certainly don't want students taking things just for the heck of taking it. Mm-hmm. So that's great to hear. It is being selective about those courses, because you do, accounts now, but then you want them to be able to transfer. So the psychs and everybody has to take that no matter what your college degree is going to be. So it's key to introduce those. That's great.
So we are excited about that flexibility.
So do our students go to Del Tech for these classes?
No, they come here.
They come here.
Yeah. As part of dual enrollment, it has to be on our campus, but it's been their teachers.
Okay.
Some high schools, like Tech and Milford, I think in Woodbridge, have dual enrollment agreements, which is their teachers teaching it.
I see, correct.
But we use their teachers because we don't have someone here who can teach business.
So it's a way to expand our offering without
having
more staff.
It is.
Full-time staff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great. Absolutely. So, in summary of the academic challenge, I wanted to bring you up to date in terms of what we know. And we will be moving forward. We'll just see what happens. I don't know. They're saying the criteria are not going to change. So we'll see where it goes. Well, I do wonder, and I haven't looked at the data, Debbie, but I think that the AC program may have experienced some not as many kids applying. I know particularly from one district they have less kids that have gone.
What we talked about that at the last meeting, that there seems to be some years that are huge and some years that are smaller, and there's just an ebb and flow that's inexplicable. Happens. Some schools have a strong group one year and not the others. So I don't think there's any trends in that data that I can point to.
Okay. All right, the next item, middle school celebration. We received the Blue Ribbon Award, as you all know. There's a plaque in the center of the table. We have a flag that will fly under the American flag, and we have a banner that will go down at the middle school. And we're going to give the kids a surprise celebration on the 22nd in the middle school. That's just a little present the flag to
them. In our new multipurpose room.
In the new multipurpose room.
Floor's right. Done. If you can get a chance to go down and take a look at it.
Is basketball practicing in there?
I don't know. I don't think we're allowed to use it till tomorrow.
Okay.
Great.
So
the lines had a chance to dry. It was just finished up
really pretty.
Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, wow. It's really, really, I mean,
nice.
It's really nice.
Look at that.
Great.
Myers.
Open enrollment. Alan, you want to do the next one?
Our open enrollment period started on the 7th, so that's when the first applications could be accepted. As of 12:30 p.m. today, we had 47 applications submitted for grade 6, 6 for grade 7, 3 for grade 8, 10 for grade 9, and 2 for grade 10.
Do you know how that compares to last year?
No. But I when I was on my vacation, I kept getting all these emails. Every time someone submitted one, I'm like, I immediately wrote to Data Services Center, you need to stop that. Because that's going to be like 400 emails I do
how
not
many
need
for
to get.
Sixth grade? 47?
47.
We had a boatload of people here last night. I don't know how many, but it was filled.
Well, Steve Bastianelli and I are standing in the back, and he was estimating about 200.
Wow.
And last night was the middle school. That's middle
school. And we've had big tours going through.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even like typically our tours, by the time that the 10 o'clock, 10:30 tours come around, there's no one. I think the 10:30 tour today must have been a group with, her name's escaping me.
Allison.
Allison. It was a big group.
Good.
Yeah.
But she brought two groups through to learn about the school, mm-hmm. and some of them have children or relatives, mm-hmm. so it was great. Nice.
So when's open enrollment end?
January 11th at 4 o'clock. The application will become inactive for a time period until we have our lottery. Then it'll become active again, and those people who apply after that time will just go to the end of the waiting list.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Employee recognition is on there as a result of a conversation last week. I don't know if you want to discuss that. Maybe you'll wait unless...
As part of the finance?
As mm-hmm. part of the finance.
Or...
Okay.
I mean, there were emails going back and forth between
okay. mm-hmm.
Denise and Steve yeah. today. So I think there's...
We can move to finance.
Okay. That's fine.
Finally, I added an annual report. I just wanted to key you in that we will have an annual report that is in the draft process right now. Let me remind you that there is a document called the Performance Framework. And there are three elements to the Performance Framework. There's the academic performance, there's the financial performance, and there's the organizational performance. We've received our information on organizational and financial, and that has been given to us officially. It doesn't all come at the same time.
Of course not.
And the academic, I have received it, but it will be official tomorrow after the state board meeting. So I don't have a piece of paper to give you, but suffice it to say that, according to the information that was given to me, you're rated on by stars, 1 star, 2 star, 3 stars, 4 stars. We are one of 2 5-star schools in the state of Delaware.
Ooh. And that's all schools?
That's every school.
Who's the other one?
The charter school.
Those charters.
Wow. All right.
Congratulations.
That's all awesome. 5 stars.
Huh? Let's press release that.
4 5-stars.
As soon as we can.
They're 4.
4. No, we got.
Oh, we
got
a 5. Last
a 5.
Year.
We got a 5-star in all categories.
Yeah, in all categories.
Last year we had a 4 in one of the categories.
Uh-huh. That's fantastic.
Oh. So that part of it has replaced what was the old, mm-hmm. every school gets the academic performance score now. It started out really with charter schools, and then in its discussions, the state board liked mm-hmm. the idea of what was happening in the charter schools, mm-hmm. and so they worked with their school districts to help make this applicable to all schools. As a kind of report, I guess you'd call it a report card on mm-hmm. schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
awesome. So, but again, it's released tomorrow at the state board meeting.
So that information will go into the annual report,
mm-hmm.
which we then.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And we'll send out a draft copy. I hope to have it done like in the next day or so.
What's the due date?
December 1st.
That's when mine's due. Lucky job.
Financials. Alan.
Okay, the
financials.
They were.
Here. Hey.
I have an extra one too. Finance Committee.
Anybody me?
Good. Got it, thanks.
Finance Committee met yesterday, probably had a more ambitious agenda than we really had time for, so we will talk about that. We tabled a few items, but a lot of time was spent going through this, and we had a representative from DOE who, you know, asked some good questions, and basically we've been in a negative, you know, the last couple of months, we've been a little bit over where we thought we should be at that time.
Yes.
Well, now we're back into the positive by 0.21%. But, you know, hopefully that'll continue, that trend will continue. And so that's the big number I like to show on the first page, if you look at the column where and the anticipated percentage of the budget that we should have expended is 33.33, and we're at 33.12. Mm-hmm. Some areas of concern for me right now, because I don't know these things until after certain new employees have been on board for a certain amount of time and the state then starts giving them health insurance, is what they're selecting. A health insurance can be from $8,000 for someone who's like I am, who's just a single individual, up to just over $20,000 if it's a family. So until I see what people select, it's very hard for me to estimate that. So I'm watching that number pretty closely, because we are already at 38% on health insurance, and we should only be at 33 1/3.
So it's 100% covered, no matter what you take?
We all make some contribution to it, but it's minimal.
But it's good insurance. Mm-hmm. Good insurance.
Mm-hmm. You should have been a teacher.
So the committee pointed out and asked about on page 5, if you look at the section for total equipment, why we're at 116%.
Yeah.
And I had this research for the committee meeting that was scheduled for October, and actually when I pulled out the paperwork today, I had little yellow and pink and blue sticky notes on it, and so I was able to refresh my memory pretty quickly. We had to buy what is called a sweepster broom. And what that does is it goes behind a tractor and it like pulls stuff off out of the turf. Uh-huh. And also can be used to sweep the parking lot. But it was primarily for the artificial turf fields. And that was $10,000, and that was not included on the wish list that I was given by the buildings and grounds people last spring when I was putting the budget together. We also had to buy a 500-gallon water tank that you pull behind a tractor that you can use to water, because our irrigation system is so in such bad shape that all the landscaping that was done in the middle of the summer was dying because we had no way of watering it. So we bought this 500-gallon water tank that was $5,100. Again, because we have an irrigation system, we didn't include that in our initial budget. So those are the two big items that have put us over.
Is there an irrigation system out there when we got the building?
When we bought the building, there was an irrigation system, but
it's old.
It's old. It's in bad repair. I think maybe it was undersized for the pump that we have at the well, and blew parts of it out. We've had people out here with radar trying to find it. And trace it so we can start finding areas where it's broken. Bottom line, basically, it needs to be ripped up. We've already dumped a huge amount of money into it. And it probably needs to just be ripped
it's
up.
Under all the fields?
The new part out there, that's fine.
Right.
That's fine. I'm talking about out here, and we use water wheels to do the big fields back there that we.
So it's not like we put new fields on top of the
No. No. It's around this island. It's out here in the front.
So, you know. Right. Is that under operating supplies?
It's totally. It's equipment. Yes, so it's operating supplies and institutional equipment. The line 56110. And 57,530.
Okay.
It all depends whether it's over $5,000 or under $5,000. If it's over $5,000, it goes into 57,530. And I wasn't expecting to have to buy anything over $5,000 in terms of equipment this year.
Did you say if it's over $5,000? Mm-hmm. So how come it's in 56,110?
Well, there are other things in there that are under $5,000 that I wasn't necessarily expecting we were going to have to get.
So the 10,000 and the 5,100 are where?
In 57,530.
Oh. 57,530. But it's showing zero.
No, because there was nothing budgeted
for.
Oh.
There was also a new floor cleaning equipment that we had to buy for the middle school.
But it shouldn't be under expenditures. Am I being thick?
It is.
It's there.
It
is. It's not under the budget, but it's under the expenditures.
But nothing was budgeted
oh, it's
for.
Under. I'm sorry. I see it right there. I'm sorry. I am being picked.
So 56110 is only for items that are 5,000 or under?
Yes.
I was looking at 57350. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was having a little dyslexia.
And that's a change that was made last year when the Division of Accounting decided that anything under $5,000, regardless of what it is a supply.
Right.
So student desks are not equipment, they're supplies. Mm-hmm. And same thing.